This summer, people with different beliefs have been coming to KCUR to record conversations about their values and what's shaped them. It's a collaboration between KCUR and StoryCorps called One Small Step. Amy Drake is a first-generation liberal, and Kevin McAvoy is a first-generation conservative who's run for Kansas City Council in the Northland. They're both white, and they're both parents grappling with how they understand race. They'd never met before. Here's what happened when they did.
When I got to be in my 30s and wasn't married, then I got cancer and took away the ability to have kids. So I adopted. My daughter came to live with me when she was 2. And then her brother came to live with me when he was 2 days old, about 3 years later. And seeing my daughter, who's biracial, seeing what she experiences when she's not with me, made me really open my eyes to like the privileges I did have growing up. We went into the post office the other day. She was wearing a hoodie and sunglasses. And I said, "Hey, honey, can you take off your hoodie and take off your glasses for me before we go into the post office?" She said, "Why?" I said, "Can I answer that when we come back out to the car?" Yeah. So we walked through the line and she did great. So as soon as we're at the car door, "Mom, why did I have to do that?" And how do you explain to someone that you have short hair? Someone could mistake you for a boy. And in our country, in this place that we live, you could be seen as a threat because you're wearing a hoodie and sunglasses.
Yep, absolutely.
And calling it what it is, not making an excuse for it, not saying it's not real, but saying this is your reality and I'm here to walk alongside you.
I'm more concerned about their safety than their feelings in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think our goal as modern parents is to teach our kids to not see color, right? I was raised in a very culturally diverse area in New Jersey. I had friends who were from all the different countries of South America, friends who were African American. I was a soccer addict, so you're playing lot of Hispanic kids, right? And by the time I'm 18 years old, I'm sometimes a foot or more taller than some of the people I'm playing with, and I'm called the gringo, right? And so that was my norm.
Mm-hmm. I would say the goal is let's erase the discomfort because there shouldn't be any. What are you doing to show your kids and have your kids engaged with people who are not like them?
So what we've done with our kids as they've gotten to be now 12 and 15 or older too, is they volunteer with the YMCA each summer. And so my son and daughter have spent time in the preschool centers reading with kids of every ethnicity. They have spent time working in soup kitchens. And it's weird because I feel like, is that the perspective I want them to have, that we're always having to do handouts? No, I want them to be like, it's more collegial.
Where have you shown them people really that are successful and thriving?
Right. And so, but as someone who's in it, how have you done it that I can learn from?
Really, it's seeking out a cultural mentor for my daughter, a cultural navigator for me. There's this black hair place that just opened up in my neighborhood. And I walk in and I'm like, okay, I need these products because the gal who does my daughter's hair says I need them. I've decided from now on, I'm just walking in with her. Like, here's Lanaya. Here's what we want to do with her hair. Can you help me?
There you go.
And it's because it's a black owned business. And I want her to see, like, here are all these people around that look like you, that are successful like you. I tried to find a church that has some cultural diversity. And I look around and on Sundays and still I feel like it's lacking that big break between the black church and the white church. And I don't have an answer for that yet,
but
seeking it out and talking about it. You are African American. I am not. Let's walk this walk together, because you can pretend that it's that we're colorblind, but it doesn't matter, because if I'm not loving and accepting and talking about that part of her, there's going to be a big part of her that feels like doesn't exist or is less than.
Those kids are still malleable. And if we teach them right, I'll do it from my way and you're doing it from your way. And I hope that our kids someday meet and can be best friends in 10 seconds, right?
You know,
if you're a 10-year-old and my 10-year-old daughter, I want them to be able to meet in a playground and click like that.
Click. Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
That was Kevin McAvoy and Amy Drake. Join us next Monday during Morning Edition for the next edition of One Small Step.